washerwoman, wash the laundry. And there they were hidden. But the janitor's wife, I already told you about the all-important function of the janitor. The janitor's wife had discovered them there. And so I took them again back into the flat and sent them home to my apartment. And we didn't know where it was safe to be because it was such a horrible day. And in the evening, when everything was ready, thank God, and we had shipped all the, and the things were all at the station, the Gestapo came and said we had to leave the house immediately. And my mother had left her glasses on the table, and she said, I just want to go back to get my glasses. And they said no. So we had to get glasses for her in Germany, but in Cologne. But, no rhyme or reason to it, actually. And so we went to the station, and our belongings were already at the station, and we had sleeping cars. Mm-hmm. It was in the evening. And that was a lucky thing, because even out of the train, they got the people. But they left the sleeping cars alone because a lot of, foreigners were traveling in the sleeping cars, and they did not want these people to report to their countries what was happening. So we were safe there. And we arrived in Cologne, and next morning, of course, everywhere there were these signs, you know, that we were not even allowed to be in the hotel where we already had reservations, but we didn't say anything, and nobody asked, so everything was fine. It could have resulted in our being, sentenced.
Oh, certainly.
Well. And in the next morning, we went to the police, and to get the residence in our passports. And there was a long, long hallway with many, many doors. And just by accident, we waited at this particular door.
Mm-hmm.
And the door opened, and out came this young man whom I had seen only once in my life for 5 minutes in this coffee house when we gave him. And he recognized us. Mm. And he said, what are you doing here? And I said, we are doing what you said we should do. He said, were you already at the embassy? We said, no. He said, don't go to the embassy. They will take your passport away because the man who gave us the visas has been arrested.
Uh-oh.
So I said, we have no date. No? He said, put the date in yourself. I said, I won't do that. And I left it without the date. Mm. And that was lucky because this way they couldn't prove when it was, you know. And he was a legitimate employee there, you know, who had just made a little money for Hitler.
I see.
Because of Hitler taking advantage of the thing. So the plane was delayed about 1 hour. And they searched every inch of our luggage, you know, and everything, you know. They were so careful because of this visa. But they let us go, and the French let us in because of this French visa. But even the French would have not left us in at that time anymore with a 14-day visa. But when we showed them this really worthless printed sheet with the affidavit and said we are going to America, so they let us in. So this man, in the spur of the moment, it had cost him a dollar to write that, had really saved our lives, I think.
It's absolutely amazing.
And through all this, Eric was like a parcel, you know, well bound over, you know. I was doing all the things and I was putting him there or there. And he was quite, you know, he wasn't doing anything. It wasn't as unhappy as he would be in a normal situation when he went on vacation. Mm. It was a big trauma and it was, I mean, he was almost dying, you know, to go to this beautiful place for one day, even when he wanted. And there he was completely, you know, all the responsibilities were taken from him. It was nothing of his doing something. And so he felt quite sure, you know. And he felt something like relief to be out of, you know, and he saw his whole life before him, and he had no doubt that everything would be wonderful.
Yes.
You know, he was a terrific optimist.
Uh-huh.